I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 430 90s. That is New Radicals, Get What You Give. That was their only hit from their only album.
It's one and done.
Yes, but most one-hit wonders, people don't respect the band, but there is respect for New Radicals. There is. So I never... It's a good song or whatever, but Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Which is a bigger concern on Sunday, the Eagles beating themselves or the Niners? 94.4%.
Wow.
The Eagles beating themselves. That might be the biggest poll we've ever seen to that end. 2-5. What's that? The biggest poll we've ever seen. Shoot. No, don't clip that if you're not going to clip your voice thing from earlier.
No.
That's not fair.
It's not how it works.
It doesn't make it any fairer. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man. You know, I was doing some thinking, right? With Bobachek. Yeah, that's Bobachek. So Jack, let me ask you a question, Jack.
Bobachek.
When is he coming?
There we go.
Oh, Bobachek. I'm sorry. What is he coming, Jack? And where does he come from?
When is he coming?
Yeah,
his background?
No. We're not doing that.
I'm saying what?
He was on the Blue Jays.
Well, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on the Blue Jays. Yeah, he was on. Were in the World Series this year. You lost in 7 games to the in extra innings, I think, to the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Right?
That
was
10 innings. Yeah. He did have the home run off Ohtani that it kind of felt like was the moment.
Yeah.
Then they lost.
Yeah. Things were turning. Yeah.
And he was hurt.
Yeah. So he was on the Blue Jays, and his dad, the age you would remember is Dante Bichette, who was a big Rockies player back in the day.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, Spike, I ain't hearing nothing about those flyer tickets, man.
Well, that's not my department. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about, me and you going down there. It'd be best that you go down there with me, you know what I mean? I was thinking,
Yeah.
It would be a good thing. I talk a lot of trash in the radio, man. I've been down there, and they've been to stump the mud hole in my ass, man. You know what I mean? I'll be on CBS News, UT Washington, talking about a local caller, just survived a near massacre. And he's in stable condition. I can hear it now. So I need you to go down there with me. You know what I mean?
I will go with you.
Whenever I hear something.
I will go with you. As long as I am not committed to anything else. I was the one that offered it. So as soon as you hear about the tickets, you just let me know which game it is. And assuming there is nothing going on, I'm there. You can count on me.
All right. I'm just making sure that you stay true to your word.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I am
true to my word.
Okay. All right. Now listen. Here's the situation, right? And I want to say something, right? Listen, now, I got to welcome in Christian, right? Christian is the psychiatrist. He's a regular caller now, right?
Yes, she is.
So here's the situation. There's a little thing called caller crime. Now, I'm going to take a little easy on you today.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But here's the thing, Christian. You're doing a lot of analyzing, right? But see, I'm going to analyze you.
Oh, boy.
And here's the thing. You can send me the check later. You have a bit of enablism with you.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
She likes to enable Jalen Hurts.
She does.
Disrespectful play all year. You know what I mean? She don't call a spade. It's everybody else's fault but Jalen Hurts. You know what I mean? So, Christian, you're an enabler. And that's what my cycle, analyzing of you is. And like I said, send me the check later. You look yourself in the mirror tonight, you're going to say, maybe I do enable Jalen Hurts just a little bit.
Nope. She's not an enabler.
She that is.
Would, no. She's
That's
not.
She is.
She's a defender.
No.
She's a defender because there are people like yourself and many others that have decided that Jalen isn't the answer and you're off the boat and the criticism is over the top at times. So we sometimes have to feel like you got to defend him because the criticism doesn't meet the what is it, the punishment meeting the crime? Is that sort of a thing?
The crime doesn't fit the punishment?
No, it's the other way around. The punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Yes. Nice try, Jack.
Yeah, so criticism doesn't necessarily fit the play.
That's weak. You're only saying that because she's a woman. You know what I mean? And I get it.
I'm saying it because, A, she's a new caller, and, B, she's not here to defend herself against you.
Yeah, well, she has to be, you know, you got to be enshrined into, you know, the callers here. You can't just come walking whisper, you know, we all paid our dues, you know what I mean? We beat on each other. That's just what it is. So she got to get used to that. You
okay.
know what I mean?
And
okay.
you know what? Now. I think Chuck has a good point.
I figured you would.
I, it's just, she does. You know, I go back to the first call.
Well, you called her a gaslighter.
Well, she is a gaslighter. The first call, she was just making up lies after lies after lies. She's got to get her numbers right. You know, she's got to get her stats. That's right. You know,
she was. Yeah, I don't say she was factually correct.
Well, she was like she blamed. I think it was her that said we didn't win the Chargers game because AJ Brown dropped the pass.
Yeah.
Hello, the guy had 5 turnovers. You know, like what are we doing here?
He never brought it up. That's why I say she's in his neighborhood.
Exactly.
You know, welcome to the crew, Christian. I just no hard feelings. I just gotta, you know, I gotta rib you a little bit because you know you want to be a part of this. And now you're officially a part of this because I gotta put you in the call of crime, and that's just what we do here. You know what I mean? Now listen, here's the situation, right? On Sunday, I don't care about what Mike Mayock got to say. I'm gonna go with what Baldy said because Baldy said we won the tournament last year and we did. You know, so Baldy knows best. So I'm gonna follow his lead. On Sunday, it's gonna be ass whooping so bad, you know, that the 49ers are going to never be the same again. You know what I mean? And nobody believed me when I said that last year about the Chiefs when we went up against them. You know, see, we're ready for this. You know, we're equipped for this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you one more thing, right? Mm. I got three upsets, if you let me say this before I get off, right?
Yeah.
I got three upsets that I want to say. But I want to say this one thing, right, to everybody out there worrying and all the people out there is not as excited about this game, whatever the case may be. You know, right now, we in the middle of an ocean. You know, we don't need you to be panicking because you're going to bring us all down with you. You're either going to know how to swim or you're going to drown. You know what I mean? And right now, we just need to swim to shore. You know what I'm saying? And the swimming to shore is what? That's the Super Bowl. Mm. So we will be there again. We will be hoisting our second Lombardi, you know, we're fired here. And Spike, I tell you, it ain't going to be no better feeling in the world than to say we went through everything we went through this year, but we still champions. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
So I agree with you. Ike and I talked about it the other day. I think winning this Super Bowl would be quite an accomplishment. You know, it's hard to rank them, but I would be more impressed if they somehow find a way to win a Super Bowl this year than I was last year.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
And Jack, you know, you gave me a hard way to go about earlier when I called the morning show, right?
Well, because, yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. Chuck goes on an impassioned rant on the morning show.
Yeah.
And it gets clipped and put out there, and the text, like, what an unbelievable call from Chuck. And I said, you built on this show, and when he brings to this show, he divides.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what we do.
It's a good bit.
That's what we do. I like afternoon show, Chuck.
So what was his rant about this morning?
Chuck's in a comedy role in our show, which is a change, and I appreciate it. And he's adapted well. It's just if you're going to bring A-plus content, I want it on this show, not on the morning show.
Oh, so you agree it was A-plus content?
Of course. Chuck's always A-plus content.
Well, I don't know. What was he ranting about? What were you ranting about this morning, Chuck?
Hey, hold up. I was ranting just simply about, you know, how we just fell off as a fan base and we don't really appreciate or get excited about things no more like we should. But here's the situation, all right?
Okay.
Let me explain something to Jack real quick, right?
Yes.
See, with Chuck from Monet, I don't just do things purpose. I do things purpose. I don't do things by accident, okay?
Chess, not checkers, yep.
You got to understand who was on the show, okay? Jason Kelce, the great Jason Kelce, on the show. Now, who is
so you're trying to get buttered up to another star, huh?
No. Let me finish. Now, I got to use Jason to get to where I need to go. Now, listen to what I'm saying, right? Now, who
you got Ike on this show.
Ike is not the brother-in-law of this main celebrity who don't got nothing going on in Kansas City because of who's sitting home right now. You know what I mean? If I can get her to hear my passionate rant about her beloved Eagles in her local town, then maybe she'll spend some of that money on the Chuck Flanagan experience that's coming to YouTube very soon. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Oh, you're playing the long game. Okay, he has it. Yeah, okay.
Knowledge with college.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have lives without college. That's some other dope, you know, situation. Not mine. You know what I mean? Speaking of him, he ain't called up. Where you been at? You know what I mean? You ain't called up. Where you've been quiet. You know, I like sticking it down your throat.
All right.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
I actually think I had to dump that one.
No, you don't.
I did?
Call up, man, with your nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't have to dump that.
How else is that supposed to be interpreted?
I'm just saying, I haven't heard Wade at all, man. And this is the time we should be handling the most. But let me say this, though, right? Let me give my three out. Three upsets. The Jags beat the Buffalo Bills, deny out Josh Allen another chance to win the Super Bowl, okay?
Okay.
Green Bay will go take care of business against Chicago, and I got the biggest upset at all. And if anybody bets some money, bet on this. You know what I'm saying? You bet. You know what I mean? And that's Carolina outright. They're going to beat the Rams on Saturday.
Oh, stop it.
And you can take that to the bank.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
Wow.
And we're going to have a home game, divisional game, against the lonely Carolina Panthers.
Well, wow.
But we would go to Carolina.
No, they would come to us.
Even though they won the... Oh, we both won the division.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they're the worst of the division winners.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you for the call, Chuck. Mm-hmm. There he is, Chuck. Also, one of his underdog picks, I think, are a favorite. I'm pretty sure the Packers are a favorite.
1-point favorite, yes.
Are they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1.5.
One of us called this a week ago.
You did. I'm taking the Bears.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, I won the picks.
stop. Do we do the picks in the playoffs?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay, we keep them going. Yeah.
So I have a chance.
I got no shot.
Well, I'm only a game ahead of you. So, all right, 215-592-9494. Oh, Fake Stats Connor joins us with some playoff props. What do you got, Fake Stats Connor?
Hey, guys. Excited to be back. I got something quick for the Rams to get started if you guys are ready for that.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Going with my guy, Puka Nacua, over 26.5 longest reception.
Always.
Fake Stats Connor. I gotta call something out here. The props can't just be the same prop over and over and over again.
I was just targeting this market. Offense has never been my thing. I made my money on defense, so I thought we were going after this market. I thought we were okay with that.
Yeah, but there's
because we didn't hit one of those defensive
players,
bets.
I haven't taken Puka.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Puka, 26.5?
Yeah, 26.5. He's 3-for-3 in his only playoff games ever played.
Okay.
He's already hit for this defense in their loss to Carolina earlier this year. He's just a playoff riser for me. So.
Okay.
And for the Birds, I'm intending this game, so I'm very excited. It's my first ever Eagles game.
That's cool.
Going with another longest reception that I've player never taken before, but Dallas Goedert. He's my guy. With the amount of the injuries that the 49ers have sustained to their key linebacker spots, I mean, they've literally just picked up a guy off the street. I think it was Kaiser White from Arizona.
Yep.
This gives Dallas just too easy of a matchup for the Eagles to exploit this weekend. I think he has a big game this weekend, but he should be able to clear 16.5. He's actually went 4-for-4 last playoffs. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just hammering in on this market because I'm 6-and-5 on it so far this year. I want to see if that can get me back to profitability overall.
Okay. All right. So Puka over 26.5 and Goddard over 16.5, longest reception.
Yep. I just want to see what I'm like, you know, what this is like at the end of the season, what my record is. But those are the two props. So.
All right. Fake Stats Connor. Thank you as always, my friend.
Yep.
Puka Nacua is the best receiver in football, isn't he, right now?
Well, I would still say Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
But the argument is it's fair.
I would say.
I mean, the argument is fair.
I would say I like watching Puka Nacua more than any wide receiver.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, we talk about AJ as physical.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen a wide receiver as physical as Puka Nacua.
And great hands.
Dude, that catch, I know it didn't get called a catch.
I still don't understand how he dropped that. It looked like he caught it.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams almost pulled out that that Seahawks was Seahawks game, right?
And he's made a couple. No, that was no, against the Falcons.
Falcons game, right? Yeah. Falcons game.
Yeah, he's made a couple of those this year.
Yeah, they all do the one hand thing, but
he had the one handed, the backhanded catch. Yeah, not the far handed.
Dude, you could be standing 8 feet in front of me, nothing happening here, and you're like, just catch the ball with one hand. There's no way I could do it. It was unbelievable.
No, he is. That's the one thing I'll give McVay. And is it Dimitrov?
Is it their general manager?
Is he still the same one out there?
I don't know.
What in
the Rams?
No, it's Les Snead.
That's right, Les Snead. Yeah, Les Snead.
Dimitrov was the Falcons guy.
Yes, I was gonna say he left the Rams and went to the Falcons, I believe.
Well,
he was with the Falcons. Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. No, you're right. Because him, Raheem Morris, all of them were with the Rams, remember,
mm-hmm.
at one point. So, yeah. Now, I was just going to say, the great job they've done of drafting. First, it was Cooper Kupp in the third round.
Yes, and then they just got a
Nakua,
guy better than him.
He was a fifth rounder, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and they drafted, the Verse kid?
Jared Verse.
He was mid to late first, and then they took his teammate in the second round, who's their D tackle.
Fickle.
Fisk.
I was
like
close
that.
Enough.
Something
yeah. Like no, you're right. Fisk. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Mike, Spike, Jack. How's it going?
What's up, Ed?
What's up, Ed?
So, wild and crazy season. Like, back to last year when we had a healthy offensive line, healthy Saquon, Jalen was playing better. You kind of knew going into a game, like, if a certain opponent was ranked, like, at the bottom of, like, the rushing defense, like, you're going to eat that day. But this year it's just been, like, totally turned upside down, whereas you go into Buffalo and they had one of the worst rush defenses and you saw what happened there. So, like, I don't really know what my expectations are going into this game, but I really think they just got to hammer home the run game. I'm talking, like, a 40 to 50 rushes, like, really just control that side of the ball. But the biggest thing, and like sort of like the fourth phase of it, we can't be giving up 120 yards and penalties. That's like the pre-snap penalties to start a drive. That's what really concerns me at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, we can all talk about rush attempts, but if they don't work, that's the big issue here, right? Like, if the Eagles end up running the ball 40 times, they're going to win the football game. There's no way that, because if they're not even going to have enough drives to run it 40 times if the run game's not working. But I think they tried. It's funny, like, you go back to the Buffalo game, and we were. And you look at those first couple of drives, they tried to run the ball in the second half of that Buffalo game to try to, you know, have long drives and run the clock out. It just didn't work. And that is one of the worst run defenses in football. And that is what, you know, Mayock brought it up, or I can't remember if it was Mayock or Scheel, but there's been two times this year, the Bears game and the Bills game, where we say, hey, here is a run defense that isn't very good. We should be able to get healthy against it. And it didn't work either time. And that is what ends up killing them. That for all the criticisms of Kevin Petullo, and some of them are fair, of Jalen, some of them are fair, all that stuff, they just can't run the ball. And you can point to maybe Saquon's not exactly what he was last year, but he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage so often, I don't even know what we could expect from him.
I blame that O-line more than anything.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think, even when they're not injured, it seems there's a health thing that is going on there, that they're just, it has to be the beating of last year and then the extra four games they play at the end of it, you know? So I agree with you, Ed. I would love to see them run the ball all over the Niners. I think we would all love to see that happen, but they're going to be in a situation where, I could see a situation where it's halftime, it's 10-6 Niners, and one of the reasons it's 10-6 is because we cannot run the football, and they're going to have to come out in the second half and say, we're going to have to do something different. You know, that is the nightmare scenario.
Can you imagine going to that locker room at halftime with that crowd would be like?
Well, tell me that's not a scenario that could happen.
Of course,
because
it is.
10 points. I don't care how good the defense is. They're good. They give up 10 points. They gave up 10 points and a half in the first Commanders game.
Yep.
You know, so and then that's when things go awry.
Get a little tighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I wonder, do we make the right adjustments?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
So I agree with you, Ed, but let's hope that week off gave them something, because they need something that they haven't had all year.
Exactly. And before I jump off, I keep thinking about the positivity pledge. I think it was before the Raiders game.
Oh, yes.
And I said I was doing that for me, and like,
that's actually really helped sort of like calm the nerves. Like my wife the other day while I was watching the game, like, you're not cursing and getting ready to throw things at the TV. I'm like, no, it's just kind of stay where your 2 feet are. You know, Petullo's our OC, Jalen's our quarterback. And it was an odd, because I'm never that way. I'm always like looking ahead, like, oh, who's going to be our GM next year or what? Yeah. So thank you, Dr. Spike, for giving me that important mental health advice.
Go for it. How about that?
Well, you are the only person to thank me for giving them important mental health advice. So normally, I appreciate the call, Ed. Normally, I am agitating. So if I, for just one person, if I can do the reverse of agitating, that would be great.
What did they say? If I could just help one.
One. That's what I did. I can look back at these couple years, I helped one person.
I kind of forget what the pledge was.
The positivity pledge.
I know, but like, what was the...
Don't boo the team.
And
standing ovation, no booing in the first quarter.
And it caught on like wildfire.
Yes.
And it saved the season. Here's the Netflix documentary.
Yes. Can you imagine if there is one and I get
it's
credit?
It's just you?
It's just me, So Eagles inside of the year, hotly contested. We gave the odds yesterday.
Yes.
There is the current champion is definitely trying to do something here. So that is Elliot Shore Parks. Here is a report from Elliot Shore Parks. It's an extremely loose and loud Eagles locker room. Players hanging out at each other's locker. One of the loudest locker rooms I've been in just from players talking to each other. A.J. Brown is leading it.
I hate Elliot.
It's so dramatic.
Yes, I swear.
A.J. Brown is leading.
Yes. I can't stand Elliot. Man.
I hate Elliot.
Man, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, we made the comment yesterday that that we hadn't seen anything from McManus.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great McManus story on ESPN.com today that I'm going to give him Insider of the Year credit. I don't know if you will.
Okay, what was it?
It's about Vic Fangio's meatballs.
Huh.
He makes these meatballs. Huh. That he gives to a player that does a great job. Apparently, the meatball recipe is like famous.
Ooh.
He says in the article that when his girlfriend is watching him make the meatballs, he makes her turn away sometimes so she does not see the exact recipe for the meatballs.
This is Vic Fangio making it.
Correct.
Yeah. And you said girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it was in the article.
Have we got a shot of her yet?
No, we have not. We have not. I haven't seen Vic's.
I don't think so.
No.
People are really protective of the meatball recipes, it seems like.
Yes. Yeah. Seems like a thing.
Yeah.
Or your girlfriend.
Sure.
Well, I don't know what type of situation he has going on.
Well, look.
He might have a 40-year-old over
I don't know.
Who knows?
We might have a Belichick situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a Chip situation. A secret marriage.
No.
I don't know.
Didn't Angela lead every morning show that summer talking about the secret marriage?
Yep, he did.
For Chip?
There was a thing in there that the Eagles' website asked him what the recipe was, and Fangio said, I can tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Yep. Of course.
An old saying we should bring back.
Yeah.
From Jordan Davis, who probably knows something about whether meatballs are good or not.
He doesn't eat any of them, though.
Yep. Two thumbs up, but don't let Coach Vic get too big in his head. BG gave him a 7 out of 10.
nice.
Ed Cooper DeGene, quote, they're good. I don't really know how to judge meatballs.
Wow.
So there you go. So that was the story from McManus.
First of all,
it made me laugh.
He's Italian.
Yes.
So you know they're authentic.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to be stereotypical here.
No.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Italians make the best meatballs.
I would imagine.
The Swedes have meatballs.
That's a good point, Mike.
They do.
That's a different type of meatball.
Different
though.
Type of meatball.
Yes.
Yeah, now Val's family is Italian. My mother-in-law makes great meatballs, of course.
And everything's homemade, right?
Yes.
See, I haven't gotten to the homemade meatball thing yet.
Oh, really? Oh, you particularly.
So I'll do the ready-made meatballs and put it in there. So it's kind of the American fugazi way of doing it.
Correct.
Yes.
Fangio definitely calls it gravy, too.
Definitely calls it gravy. There's no doubt. There's no doubt he calls it gravy.
That is, so if we want to put an Insider of the Year, so I thought there was a great story from McManus. If I'm going to put out an Insider of the Year bounty, getting the recipe.
That's pretty good.
Would be a huge score.
As long as no one dies.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
I certainly would take that as insider information over Elliot and the locker room vibe.
Yeah, that they're talking to each other. Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If Now Vic's,
AJ's leading it.
Now should we just call him at 5:30 to try to break down,
just rip on him
the locker room? Yeah. And well, what it was really like.
Elliot has said a bunch of times, if the afternoon show calls you, if the afternoon show texts you at 5 to call in, it's not about something good. So I would.
Yeah,
ask
I can't
you
wait that, for this. I'm going to text him and say, "What I do?"
Yeah,
that's what he's going to reply back.
So if Fangio says he would have to kill you if he told you, I think the ultimate Eagles insider thing would be to get the recipe, post it, and then let Fangio kill you. And then you die for Eagles insider of the year.
There you go.
Murdered by Vic Fangio, but you got the meatball recipe. See, if McManus really wanted the award, he would say, okay, Vic,
yeah,
I'll take the recipe, then you can kill me, then he posts it. So,
I'm not familiar with Coach enough. I spoke to him once or twice.
Fangio?
Yeah.
He seems great.
Yeah, but he kind of gives you the...
Oh, doesn't want to engage?
Well, yeah, it's
the
not
chip?
A, well, you don't know because I'm not a player.
Right.
So I don't know how much he actually wants to do small talk with me and just kick the ball. Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's
he
that
doesn't
type
scream
of coach.
Small talk. I mean, we still want to do Fangio on Phils.
Right.
Yes, would love to do Fangio on Phils.
I think he's locked in on the Phils.
Well, that'd be a way for me to get in on the meatball recipe.
On the meatball recipe, which he'll never give you.
Yeah,
but maybe he'd
me.
At least make them for you.
Elliot can hop on at 5:30.
That's really all I want is for him to make them.
Yes, you just
want to
try.
Yes.
Elliot's good for 5:30.
He's good for 5:30.
He's probably listening right now. We're not going to say again what it's about.
No, and don't even think about using the rewind app.
No, do not. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Ah, funniest pieces of audio I've heard in the last day.
Wow, you've had enough in the last day?
Yeah, okay. I have.
All right.
Good stuff.
All right, that's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.